我想今天与弟兄姊妹交通的题目就是奉献的人。
Today, I think the topic that I wanted to share with you are about the consecrated person.
我们知道在创世纪开始的时候提到亚伯，他在那里献祭。
We know in Genesis, in the beginning, we know that Abel had given a sacrifice.
我们看见他的兄弟该隐也在那里献祭。
And we saw that Cain, his brother, also gave a sacrifice.
那你也提到神怎么悦纳他们。
And we also saw how God has accepted their sacrifices.
神看重亚伯和他的祭物。
God was delighted in Abel and his sacrifice.
但神没有看重该隐和他的祭物。
But God did not honor Cain and his sacrifice.
我们知道奉献不仅是财务的问题。
We know that offering is not just about offering something.
因为奉献的意义比这个更深。
Because there's a deeper meaning in offering.
我们知道我们的神是一位非常丰富的神。
We know that our God is an abundant God.
我们的神可以说千山的牛，万山的羊都是他的。
And the goats and the cows from thousands of mountains, they all belong to our God.
所以神并不缺少这些财物。
God does not lack these material things.
神不仅看重这些所献的祭物，神更看重献祭的人。
God is not only delighted in the sacrifice that we offer to him, but he honors the person that gives the sacrifice.
神不仅看重我们为他做了什么，神更看重我们是怎么样的一个人。
God does not delight only on what we do for him, but he even more delights in the person who does the things for him.
所以今天我想要从旧约的一个人物，我们来看奉献的真实意义。
So today we would like to see the true meaning of consecration through a person.
因为如果我们是一个真实奉献的人，那我们一定是带着属灵的能力。
Because if we are a person who is truly consecrated to the Lord, then we have true spiritual power.
如果我们是一个真实奉献的人，我们一定是有一个属灵的眼光。
If we are truly somebody who is consecrated to the Lord, then we will have that spiritual sight.
如果我们是一个真实奉献的人，我们一定能够在灵里自由，胜过一切仇敌或环境的捆绑。
If we are truly consecrated to the Lord, then we would have the liberty in our spirit beyond what the enemy and the circumstances can do to us.
一个真实奉献的人，生命一定是一直不断的长进。
One who is consecrated to the Lord would continuously grow spiritually.
一个真实奉献的人，仇敌在他面前会震惊。
One who is truly consecrated to the Lord, the enemy would tremble before him.
我想请弟兄姊妹一起翻开旧约四世纪。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to the Old Testament, the book of Judges, chapter 16.
我们所要来看的呢是士师参孙的故事。
We're going to be looking at the story of Samson.
我想弟兄姊妹对参孙的事迹都非常的熟悉。
We are probably very familiar with all the history of Samson.
即使在我们不信主的时候，我们对他的事迹都有听说过。
Even before we came to know the Lord, we might have heard of the history of Samson.
所以我们只是简单的读几处的圣经。
So we'll just briefly read a few verses.
十六章第五节。
Chapter 16, verse 5.
非利士人的首领上去见那妇人，对他说：“求你宽哄参孙，探探他。”因何有这么大的力气？我们用何法能胜他？捆绑克制他，我们就给每人给你1100舍客的银子。
And the Lord of the Philistines came up to her and said to her, Entice him, and find out where his great strength lies, and by what means we may overpower him, that we may bind him to affliction, and every one of us will give you 1100 pieces of silver.
第六节，大力拉对参孙说：“求你。”告诉我，你因何有这么大的力气
？Perfect. So Delilah said to Samson, "Please tell me where your great strength lies, and with what you may be bound to afflict you."
当用合法捆绑克制你， 然后我们再来看一处圣经，第十七节。
Let's turn to verse 17 also.
参孙就把心中所藏的都告诉了他，对他说：“向来人没有用剃头刀剃我的头，因我自出母胎就归神做拿细耳人。人若剃了我的头发，我的利息就离开我，我便软弱像别人一样。”
Verse 17, that he told her all his heart.And said to her, No razor has ever come upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If I am shaven, then my strength will leave me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man.
第十九节，大力拉是参孙，枕着他的妻睡觉，叫了一个人来剃除他头上的七条发绺。于是大力拉克制他，他的力气就离开他了。
Verse 19, then she moved him to sleep on her knees, and called for a man and had him shave off the seven locks of his head. Then she began to torment him, and his strength left him.
二十节，大力拉说，参孙啊，非利士人哪里来了？参孙从睡中醒来，心里说，我要像前几次出去活动身体，他却不知道耶和华已经离开他了。
Verse 20, and she said, The Philistines are upon you, Samson. So he awoke from sleep and said, I will go out as before, at other times, and shake myself free. But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him.
非利士人将他拿住，挖了他的眼睛，带他下到加萨，用铜链拘锁他，他就在监里推磨。
Then the Philistines took him and put out his eyes, and brought him down to Gaza. They bound him with bronze.
然而他的头发被剃之后又渐渐长起来了。
However, the hair of his head began to grow again after it had been shaven.
二十八节，参孙求告耶和华说：“主耶和华，求你眷恋我，神啊，求你赐我这一次的力量，使我在非利士人身上报那挖我双眼的仇。”
Verse 28. Then Samson called to the Lord, saying.O Lord God, remember me, I pray. Strengthen me, I pray, just this once, O God, that I may with one blow take vengeance on the Philistines for my two eyes.
三十节说，我情愿与非利士人同死，就尽力屈身，防止倒塌，压住首领和房内的众人。这样参孙死时所杀的人比活着所杀的还多。
Verse 30. Then Samson said, Let me die with the Philistines.And he pushed with all his might. And the temple fell on the Lord's and all the people who were in it. So the dead that he killed at his death were more than he had killed in his life.
参孙这个人对当时人来说，他是一个像谜一样的人物，像个奥秘，像个谜。
Samson, back in his day, he was like a mystery to the people at his time.
在他那个时代，因为以色列人拜偶像的缘故，所以神把他们交给非利士人，在他们的手中有四十年之久。
Back in his days, because of the rebellions of the Israelites, they were given to the hands of the Philistines for 40 years.
神兴起参孙这个人来拯救以色列人。
And God has raised Samson to set the Israelites free.
参孙这个人做了许多很特别的事情。
Samson had did a lot of special things.
在十四章里面提到他曾经徒手把一个少壮狮子杀死。
In chapter 14, we know that he had killed a young lion with his bare hands.
他将狮子撕裂，如同撕裂山羊羔一样。
He tore the lion as if it was a goat.
而且他曾经在也是一个人杀死了三十个非利士人。
And by his own strength, he killed 30 Philistines.
他为了要毁坏非利士人他们的庄稼，他曾经在一次的时候抓了300只狐狸。
And one time he had caught 300 foxes.
而且呢，把他们的尾巴一对一对的绑上。
And he tied the pairs of the foxes' tails together.
把火把捆在两条尾巴中间。
And he put a torch fire between the tails.
然后往非利士的那个庄稼之地，让他跑，让他们跑过去。
And so he sent the foxes towards the harvest of the Philistines.
那时候正是他们收割庄稼的时候。
It was the time of harvest.
所以他们的损失非常的大。
And so they lost a lot.
参孙曾经用一块没有干的芦筛骨杀死了一千腓力斯人。
And he also used a jawbone that was not yet dry, and he killed 1,000 people.
有一次很多人把他围困在一个地方。
And one time many people had surrounded him and captured him at a place.
结果参孙呢半夜起来就把城门的门框、门扇还有门栓一起拆下来，扛在肩上走了大概40英里的路。
And he tore down the gate of the city and he bore it on his shoulder and he walked for 40 miles.
而且最后我们知道参孙曾经因为把两个托房的柱子给拉倒，结果杀死的人呢比他生前杀死的人更多。
And we know that at the end of his life, he also pushed the pillars and he killed more people than he ever did in his life.
所以他的仇敌对他像谜一样的这样的一个人物非常的好奇。
And so his enemies treat him as a mysterious person, and they were very curious about this man.
因为他们想要知道他的奥秘，他的那么大的力气，他的秘密到底在哪里。
They want to find out where is the secret of his strength.
如果他们知道他的秘密以后，他们就懂得怎么样来克制他，捆绑他。
As long as they know where the secret is, then they can capture him and control him.
弟兄姊妹，其实我们基督徒也是一个奥秘。
And in the same way, we as Christians, it's also a mystery.
如果我们活在一个正常的基督徒的光景里面，
If we live in a normal Christian condition,
我们的身上也应该带着极大的属灵的能力。
And we should also bear great spiritual strength.
仇敌或者环境在我们的面前没有办法站立得住。
And the enemy and also our circumstances would not be able to stand in front of us.
所以从前这个仇敌怎么样对参孙非常的感兴趣，今天仇敌对我们基督徒来讲也是一样的道理。
So in the days of Samson, the enemies were very curious about him. Today the enemy is also very curious about us.
我们知道参孙，当我们读了这些圣经以后，我们知道参孙的能力的秘诀在于他的头发。
And we saw from here that Samson's power starts with his hair.
但这个头发不是普通的头发。
And this is not normal hair.
这个头发是拿细耳人的头发。
This was the hair of a Nazarite.
对参孙来说，这是他一切傲那么大力气的一个秘密的原因。
For Samson, this is the secret of his power.
但对仇敌来讲呢，他们完全不知道。
But to the enemies, they have no clue.
我们知道拿细耳人的意思就是自己完全分别出来，完全是归给神。
Nazarite is somebody who is completely separated, offered to God.
这是他得能力的秘诀。
This is how he gained his strength.
这是今天我们神儿女得能力的秘诀。
And this is also the secret for the strength of God's people.
我们知道参孙他的出身是非常特别。
We know that Samson's birth was also very special.
因为他的母亲不能够怀孕。
Because his mother was barren.
有一次，神人来见他。
So one time, a messenger of God came to him.
说他要生一个儿子，是要终身献给神的，不能用剃头刀剃他的头，要归给神做拿细耳人。
And he also told her that this child will be separated and offered to God, and you cannot use a razor upon his head.
但这里有一个条件。
And there's a condition here.
就是他的母亲要生出这个孩子之前呢，这母亲本身不洁的东西或是任何酒类的东西他都不能饮。
But the condition is that the mother, before she gives birth to this child, she cannot touch any unclean things, nor can she drink anything with wine.
换句话说，这个母亲呢，必须要非常注意神人对她所说的话，而且要遵从。
So this woman has to be very cautious upon what the messenger of God has told her, and she has to obey it.
后来这个妇人呢，果然生了一个孩子，就给他起名叫参孙。
And so this woman gave birth to a son, and she called him Samson.
然后这个孩子呢，慢慢长大，耶和华就赐福给他。
And as this child grew, Jehovah blessed him.
然后当他长大以后呢，耶和华的灵就开始感动他。
And as he grew up, the spirit of Jehovah came upon him.
我们知道有一次参孙看到一个女子，他喜欢她，想要娶她为妻。
And we know that one time Samson liked a lady, and so he wanted to marry her.
这个女子呢是一个非利士人。
This woman was a Philistine.
所以她的父母并不是很赞成她来娶这个外邦女子。
And therefore his parents did not approve of it.
但是参孙非常喜欢这个女子，而且定要娶她。
But Samson really liked this woman, and so he really wanted to marry her.
然后参孙就跟他的父母下去，要准备娶这个女子。
And so Samson and his parents went down to the Philistines, and they were ready to marry this woman.
这时候呢，参孙就来到了一个葡萄园，他一个人单独的来到一个葡萄园。
And he came upon a vineyard by himself.
那看见一个少壮狮子要来向他吼叫。
And he saw this lion roaring at him.
他徒手把他打死。
And so he just killed the lion with his bare hands.
他手中虽然没有任何的器械，但是他能够打死这只狮子。
Although he did not have any weapon in his hand, he killed the lion.
圣经上记载是因为耶和华的灵大大的感动他。
The Bible recorded that because the Spirit of God was upon him.
然后他这件事做了这件事情以后呢，他没有告诉他的父母，没有告诉任何人。
After he did that, he did not tell his parents. He did not tell anybody.
过几天呢，过了一些时候呢，他经过这个葡萄园的时候，他再去看这个被打死的狮子。
After a few days, when he passed by this vineyard again, and he went to see the lion that he killed,
就发觉呢，这个狮子。里面有一些蜜蜂哦，在那里，而且还留下了一些蜜在那个狮子的尸体里面。
And he saw that there were some bees, swarms of bees, on the carcass of this lion, and there was some honey there too.
他就取了这些蜜，自己吃了一些，还拿去给他父母吃，没有告诉他父母这个蜜是从哪里来的。
And so he took some of that and he ate it, and he also gave it to his parents, and he did not tell them where he got it from.
圣经记载这一段的故事或这一段参孙的经历有它很特别的意思。
The Bible recorded this portion of Samson's life for a specific reason.
因为当参孙准备去娶这个女子的时候呢，有三十个同伴在他旁边，就是伴郎一样。
As he went to ask for the woman's hand, he brought with him 30 companions. They were like the groomsmen.
然后他就出了一个谜语。
And he gave a riddle.
他说：“如果我这个谜语你们能够解开来的话呢，在七天之内能够解开来的话，我就给你们每人30件礼衣，30套衣裳。
And if you can solve this riddle within 7 days, then I will give you 30 linen garments.”
如果你们不能够解出来，你们要给我同样的东西。
And if you cannot do that, then you have to give me the same.
所以这个谜语对这三十个人来讲，这是一个很大的挑战。
So for these 30 people, this is a very big challenge.
他的谜语就是说，吃的从吃者出来，甜的从强者出来。
So the riddle was, out of the eater came something to eat, and out of the strong came something sweet.
当然，这些人不知道这个谜语。意识到了什么
？And of course, these men did not understand the riddle.
那他们怎么办呢？他们就跑去找这一个参孙要娶的这个女子，让他去想办法套出这个谜底来。
So these people went to the woman that Samson was about to marry and tried to help her get something to tell her the secret.
就这个女子呢，在她的丈夫面前，就在参孙面前，一天到晚在啼哭，在哭泣。逼着他将把谜语告诉他。
So this woman came to Samson every day and keep nagging her and crying, asking for the answer to the riddle.
所以这些人最后得到了谜底，谜底就是说，有什么比蜜还甜？有什么比狮子还强
？And so therefore the man found out the answer to the riddle, which is what is sweeter than honey and what is stronger than a lion.
这里给我们看见一个很重要的属灵的意义在这个里面。
And we see a deep spiritual meaning here.
因为参孙后来的失败，跟这一次他的谜底被套出来有极大的关系。
And the failure of Samson in later on in his life. It's actually strongly related to how he gave out the answer for this riddle.
我们知道这个谜语，所以是因为没有人能够猜得出来，这是因为是参孙他个人的经历。
We know that nobody can get the answer to a riddle was because this was a personal experience of something.
因为是他个人的经历，而且他没有跟任何人讲，所以当然没有人会知道。
And because it was his own personal experience, and he had not shared it with anybody, therefore nobody would know the answer.
后来人知道，是因为他把这个秘密讲出来了，所以人家才知道。
And the reason why people knew the answer was because he had told others the answer.
参孙碰到了这个狮子。
Samson came across this lion.
而且能够把这个狮子打死。
And he was able to kill the lion.
这说出了一个很属灵、一个很重要的意义。
It speaks of a very deep spiritual meaning.
我们知道狮子在圣经里是特别代表仇敌说的。
We know that in the Bible, lion is speaking upon the enemy.
我们的仇敌好像狮子到处游行，随时吞吃那些容易被吞吃的人。
Our enemy is like a lion roaming around and eat those that he can grab hold of.
所以当参孙来到葡萄园的时候，他遇见了狮子，我们看见他碰到了仇敌。
So when he came to this vineyard, we know that he came upon this lion, we know that he came upon his enemy.
但是他现在是什么武器都没有，他怎么去打这个仗？
However, he had no weapons with him. How can he fight this battle?
同样的道理，今天如果我们碰到了凶狠的仇敌来了，我们怎么去打这个仇敌的仗？
Similarly, today, if we saw our enemy, how can we fight our enemy spiritually?
我们知道这不是因为参孙的缘故，而是因为耶和华的灵大大的感动他。
We know that it was not because of Samson, but rather it was because the Spirit of the Lord was mightily upon Samson.
所以征战的秘诀不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠耶和华的灵，方能成事。
The secret in spiritual battle is not by our own strength or our strife, but is by the Spirit of the Lord.
换句话说，现在参孙有一个征战得胜的经历。
Now Samson has an experience of a spiritual victory here.
但是参孙呢，没有告诉任何人。
Samson did not tell anybody.
这说出了参孙在神的面前有一个隐藏的生活。
It speaks of a hidden life that Samson has before the Lord.
他从神手中所得到这个特别的经历，只有他与神知道。
He had received this special experience with God, and it was a secret between him and God.
甚至连他最亲的人，他的父母，他都没有讲。
He did not even tell it to the people closest to him, even his parents.
所以这是一个活在神面前隐藏的人。
So this is somebody who lived a hidden life before God.
他的生活是一个有根的生活。
He lived a life with rooted.
他是一个活在幔内的人。
He is somebody who lives within the veil.
这是他得胜得力的秘诀。
This is the secret of his victory.
如果我们有一点点的经历，我想我们很快大家都知道。
If we have a little bit of an experience, I think very soon everybody would know about it.
但是我们知道保罗他有一个大的经历，他十四年都没有人跟人。
But we know that Paul has experienced something great, and for 14 years he did not tell anybody.
即使到了14年之后，他讲出来也没有讲多少。
And even after 14 years, when he told of it, he did not say much.
因为他是一个活在神面前的人，他是一个隐藏的人。
Because he's somebody who lives before God, and he is somebody who has a hidden life.
所以参孙不仅仅是有圣灵感动他，而且呢，他是一个活在神面前的人。
Samson was not only had the spirit mightily upon him, he was also somebody who lived before God.
所以他这个经历成了他的身上的一个谜语，没有人可以明白。
Therefore, this experience became a riddle in his life, and nobody could understand it.
所以他说，吃的就食物啊，吃的是从吃者出来的。
It was out of the eater came something to eat.
他说甜的。从强者出来。
And out of the strong came something sweet.
因为他所吃的就是那个蜜，是甜的。
Because what he ate was something sweet, it was the honey.
那要吃他的是强壮的，就是那个狮子。
And the thing that wanted to eat him was something strong, and it was the lion.
所以在这里我们看见参孙的谜实际上是他隐藏的经历。
So here we see that the riddle was actually his hidden experience.
当我们有隐藏的得胜的经历的时候呢，不仅对世人来说，甚至对仇敌来说，这都成了一个奥秘。
So when we have a hidden experience of victory, not only to the people of this world, but to the enemy, it's a mystery.
仇敌如果不知道这个奥秘从哪来的，他就对我们没有办法。
If the enemy does not know where this secret comes from, he would not have a ground on us.
参孙为什么会有蜜，这个甜的东西可以吃呢？
Why does Samson have this honey to eat?
因为这个吃的这个狮子成了他的食物。
Because
这个狮子就是这个狮子成了他自己的食物。
This lion that he ate became his food.
弟兄姊妹，我们在日常生活中，我们常会碰到仇敌，或者碰到凶狠的环境。
In our daily life, we often face the enemy and hard circumstances.
我们可能被环境给吞噬了。
We might be eaten by our circumstances.
我们可能被仇敌给吞噬了。
We might be eaten by our enemy.
但我们也可能把仇敌吃了，把环境给吃了。
But we can also be the one that eats the circumstances and eat the enemy.
这个秘诀就在于我们有没有隐藏的生活，我们有没有圣灵在我们里面那个极大的能力。
And that secret is that whether we have a hidden life before God and whether we have that we have the Holy Spirit in us.
所以保罗在哥林多后书第四章提到。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 we're told.
保罗说我们有宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
We have a hidden treasure within us that we know that it's not because of us, but because of that treasure that we have power.
我们知道拉参孙所以有圣灵这样大大的感动他，是因为他是一个拉希尔。
And we know that the Spirit was mightily upon Samson because he was a Nazarite.
他是一个活在神面前完全彻底奉献的人。
He was somebody who had consecrated himself to God completely.
我们知道拉希尔人在民数记第六章特别提到他们有三个特点。
Numbers chapter 6 told us a few characteristics of a Nazarite.
第一个就是他们不吃任何用葡萄所制的成品。
They do not eat anything that's made out of wine.
第二个，他们不剪不剃他的头发。
And the second thing is that they do not shave their head.
第三个，他们不接触不挨近死尸。
And the third thing is they do not have contact with the dead.
换句话说，一个奉献的人的特点就在这三个方面。
And so the characteristic of a consecrated person also has these three points.
神在民数记提到拉希尔人是有他的特别的意思。
And in the book of Numbers, when God mentioned about the Nazarite, there is a special meaning there.
我们的民数记是讲到他们在旷野行走的那一段历史。
And we know that Numbers was recording the history of the Israelites when they were in the wilderness.
就好像我们今天我们在世上行走这大而可畏的旷野一样。
Just like today we are walking upon the great wilderness, it's the same with us.
就在这样的情形下呢，神呼召人来做拉希尔人。
And God is calling for Nazareth.
今天神也向我们有同样的呼召。
And today God has the same calling for us.
我们知道在旧约的时候，神原来的心意是所有的以色列人都要当祭司，都来侍奉他。
We know that in the Old Testament, God's plan was that every one of them will become a priest to serve God.
但是后来因为以色列人失败的缘故，神拣选了利未人。
But because of the failure of the Israelites, God has chosen the Levites.
只有这些利未人可以来侍奉神。
And only the Levites can come and serve God.
那对于其他支派的人怎么办？
So what happened to the other tribes?
所以他就呼召任何族这十二个支派里面任何一个支派的人，只要你心里愿意，你都可以做拉希尔人。
And so therefore God called the other tribes and told other people that if they're willing, they can become a Nazarite.
换句话说，如果你不是利未人，你仍然可以来侍奉神。
So in other words, even if you're not a Levite, you can still serve God.
这样的侍奉不是外面事物的侍奉，乃是一个奉献完全奉献归给神的这个侍奉。
This service is not just doing something outwardly, but it's a complete consecration to the Lord.
换句话说，神注重这些人，不是注重他所做的，而是注重他所事的。
Therefore, what God pays attention to, what God honors, is the person who consecrated themselves, not the things that they do for God.
所以今天，如果你愿意，你甘心情愿的，你愿意遵守这拿细人的愿的话呢，这个月了。
So today, if you are willingly, willing to follow the conditions of the Nazarite, God will delight in your offering.
所以今天我们看见神呼召许多神的仆人出来侍奉他。
Today we see that God has called many servants to serve Him.
而且可能送他们到世界各地去，传福音，去建立教会。
God may have sent them to many different places in the world to preach the gospel, to build the church.
但对于我们这些没有什么恩赐，而我们想要服侍神的人，我们当怎么做？
But for those of us who do not have great gifts and yet we want to serve God, what should we do?
神在这里也向我们有同样的呼召，让我们做一个属灵的拿细人。
God also has the same calling for us that He wanted to be a spiritual Nazarite.
我们的拿细人这三个条件正好代表三个方面。
These three conditions of the Nazarite actually represent three phases.
首先，他不吃葡萄所做成的任何制品。
The first thing is they do not eat any drink or product that is made out of grapes.
我们知道葡萄或者葡萄的制品，像葡萄酒，能够带给我们欢乐。
We know that grapes and grape products like wine can bring us happiness.
他们不喝这个，用另外一句话，属灵的话来讲，就是他们不从世界得任何的喜乐。
They do not partake in these foods. In other words, they're saying that they do not want to gain any happiness from this world.
我们知道留长发是代表男人留长发是代表羞辱的意思。
We know that for men.To have long hair is shame.
换句话说，他在神的面前，他是一个蒙头的人。
In other words, before God, he's somebody who has covered his head.
他活着的乃是为了要遵行神的旨意。
For him to live is to obey the rules of God.
他让基督做他的头。
He wants to follow the will of God and have Christ as the head.
让神的旨意在他身上实现。
So that the will of God can be accomplished in his life.
不碰死尸，说句了他不体贴肉体。
Not touching the dead means that he's not going to follow the flesh.
因为肉体是跟圣灵相争。
Because the flesh and the spirit are against each other.
所以你看到这三个条件，正好讲到三而一的神。
These three characteristics speak of our triune God.
因为世界是与神父神相抵触。
We know that the world is against the Father.
因为如果有人爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
Because if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
所以当他拒绝世上的喜乐，拒绝葡萄所做的制品的时候，换句话，他的心是向着神的。
So when he refuses to have the happiness, the great product, the happiness from this world, then his heart is completely toward God.
当他不剃自己的头发的时候，换句话，他是伏在基督的权柄底下，由基督来管理，所以这是向着基督的。
And when his hair is not shaved, that means that he is willing to submit under the authority of Christ, and so he is giving himself to Christ.
然后我们看见，肉体是跟神灵相争。
And we know that the flesh is against the spirit.
所以这一个人是用这三个条件来代表他。从世俗当中分别出来，完全来归给三一的神。
So these three conditions tell us this person has completely offered himself to this triune God.
所以当这样的一个人慢慢长大成熟的时候
，And as this person matures,
神的灵开始感动他。
The spirit of God begins to work.
所以本来狮子来的是要吞噬他的。
So originally, when the lion came upon him, the lion was about to eat him.
现在他能够把狮子当成他的食物，把他打死。
But he was able to kill this lion and have the lion as his food.
而且呢，因着他是完全奉献给神的，所以他这个隐藏的经历呢，他只有神跟他知道。
And because he's somebody who has completely consecrated himself to the Lord, so his experience is known only by him and God.
所以当他出这个谜语的时候，没有人知道他的意思。
And therefore, when he gives out this riddle, nobody understood the meaning.
但是仇敌很厉害，所以仇敌就用了这个女子呢，不断的催逼她，把她的话给套出来。
But the enemy is here. He uses this woman to make him tell the secret.
结果我们看见呢，后来参僧因着被逼烦了，就把这个秘密讲出来。
And we know that Samson could not stand it, and so therefore he told the secret to the lady.
结果我们知道，因着这一次他的失败，以至于他后来被非利士人抓起来挖去眼睛，同样的原则，同样失败的原则在这里。
And we see that he failed here. And later on, when he was being captured by the Philistines and his eyes taken off, his failures were all based on the same principle.
所以参孙的失败是在他的得胜之后。
Samson's failure is after his victory.
你知道我们最容易失败的时候，不是苦难的时候，而是得胜的时候。
The easiest time for us to fall, to fail, is not when we are going through difficulties, but it's when we gain victory.
当我们在困难的时候，我们懂得怎么来依靠神。
Because when we are going through difficulties, we know how to rely on the Lord.
但当我们得胜的时候呢，我们常常就放松。
But when we have obtained the victory, then we become not as careful.
我们知道参孙他的母亲本来没有办法生育。
We know that Samson's mother was there.
这说出了一个天然人没有办法生出。属灵的拉希儿子。
So it speaks of a natural man cannot give birth to a natural.
所以如果要靠着我们自己的力量，我们没有办法活在这个真实的拉希儿人的光景当中。
So according to our own strength by ourselves, we would never be able to live under the conditions of the natural.
我们知道这是因为神干预的这件事情。
But we know that it's because God has come upon this matter.
是神。借着神人来向他的母亲显现。
Because God, through the messenger of God, appears to this woman.
所以所有的源头，拿细尔人这属灵的源头是在神这一边。
So the Nazarite, his spiritual beginning, all begins with God.
所以如果不是神的拣选，我看没有人可以当拿细尔人。
If it's not because of God's choosing, nobody can become a Nazarite.
但是人在这个地方呢？也有他该负的责任。
But we know that man also has the responsibility before God.
我们要神已经拣选了我们。
God has chosen each and every one of us.
但是蒙召的多，选上的少。
But many are called, but few are chosen.
所以他的母亲，按照天然来讲，他没有办法生育。
So according to her natural strength, Samson's mother was barren.
但是因着神的干预，所以他能够生了。
But because of God's hand, she now can conceive.
但是她这边有她的自己的责任所在。
But she has her responsibility now.
所以她必须要遵守这个神人向她所说的一切话。
She needs to obey all the words that are from the messenger of God.
就是不能够吃任何清酒、浓酒和不洁之物。
She cannot eat any food that is made out of wine, and nor can she touch anything unclean.
换句话说，虽然她可以生。但是呢，他自己，他要生一个拿细尔人，他自己首先必须要活在一个拿细尔人的光景里面。
So in another word, in order for her to give birth to a Nazarite, she herself needs to live under the condition of the Nazarite.
如果他违反了这一个，他也生不出来。
If she fell short of these requirements, she would not be able to give birth to the son.
所以你看见，一方面有神的拣选，另外一方面有人的责任。
So on one hand, we see.God's choosing, but on the other hand, we see man's responsibility.
一方面，凭着我们自己，我们没有办法做一个真实的拿细尔人。
By our own strength, we would not be able to be a real Nazarite.
但因着神的怜悯，他选上了我们。
But because of God's mercy, He has chosen us.
但是我们有我们的责任，我们必须要活在这些光景的底下。
But we have our own responsibility also. We need to live under the requirements of the Nazarite.
这样，当我们这样的一个奉献的生命慢慢长大成熟的时候呢，耶和华就开始赐福。
And as this consecrated life begins to mature, so Jehovah will bless us.
然后神的灵就开始激动。
And the spirit of God begins to touch.
我们的拿细尔人有一个很特别的关键，就是他必须要出于甘心乐意。
And we know that one characteristic of a Nazarite is that they have to do it willingly.
这是一个甘心乐意的愿，一个祭。
It's an offering that is out of your own free will.
但你看见在参孙的故事里面，你没有看见是参孙出于他自己的甘心情愿。
But we saw from the story of Samson that it was not out of Samson's own free will.
完全是神的拣选。
It was completely God's choosing.
这也是慢慢你看见他开始失败的原因。
And therefore you see that slowly Samson failed.
首先他不应该去接触任何从葡萄所制成的制品。
First of all, he should not touch anything that's a product of grape.
但你发觉呢，他跑到了葡萄园去。
But we saw that he went to the vineyard.
虽然我们没有看见他喝任何葡萄的制品。
Although we saw that he did not eat any food that's made out of the grape.
但是因着好奇呢，他就去了那个地方。
Because of curiosity, he went to the vineyard.
这给我们看见。
So we saw.
我们人的堕落常常不是一下子的。
We see that our failure is not a sudden thing.
他并没有去吃或喝葡萄酒，但是呢，他却跑到了葡萄园。
He did not drink any grape wine, and yet he went to the vineyard.
圣经上说，一个拿细人不应该接触死尸，但他从狮子的尸体里面取蜂蜜。
The Bible told us that he should not be touching the dead, and yet he grabbed the honey and ate the honey out from the dead lion's carcass.
换句话说呢，他虽然没有真正的破坏这些规则，但是他已经来到了边缘。
Although it seems that he had not really go against the requirements of the Nazarite, but he was already at the border.
所以，如果我们读四世纪十四章的时候，你发觉一开始他就提出了好几个参孙下到一个地方。
And so in chapter 14 of Judges, we see that Samson went down to a few places.
像第十四章第一节，他说参孙下到亭拿。
And verse 1 it says Samson went down to Timnah.
然后我们看到第五节也是他参孙与他父母下到亭拿去。
And we see from verse 5 that Samson went down to Timnah.
到了第八节，他说过了些日子，他再下去。
And in verse 8 we saw that after some time he went down again.
所以参孙本来是在一个很高的地方。
So originally Samson was at a high place.
但他慢慢下去。
But he went down and further down.
我们知道我们的神是至高的。
We know that our God is the Most High God.
在他那个地方有一个隐秘处。
And there's a hidden place.
是为了让我们去居住的。
It's a place for us to dwell.
当我们的主从死里复活的时候，他把我们一同带到天上，他同坐在天上。
And when our Lord rose from the dead, He brought us with Him to the heavens to sit with Him.
所以我们有着这个属天的地位。
We have this heavenly position.
如果我们守住这个地位，我们就得胜。
And if we keep this position, then we will have victory.
所以诗篇九十一篇告诉我们，住在至高者的隐秘处，必住在全能者的荫下。
Psalm 91 told us that those who dwell in the secret of the Most High would
住在至高者的住在全能者的荫下。
Would also dwell in the shelter of the wings.
但是参孙就从他这个高处慢慢的下来。
And yet Samson keep on going down from this high place.
我们想到罗德也是犯了同样的错误。
And we see that Noah also fell.
罗德。
Lot also fell the same way.
当罗德离开亚伯兰的时候，我们看见他就往索多玛慢慢迁移帐篷。
And we saw that Lot, when he left Abram, he moved his camp closer and closer to Sodom.
然后我们看见当创世纪十四章提到四王跟五王在征战的时候。
And we see from Genesis when the four kings and the five kings were fighting.
然后我们看见罗德也跟着被掳。
And we saw that during that time Lot was also being arrested.
圣经上特别记载了一句话，他说那时就是罗德被掳的时候，他正住在索多玛。
And we were told that when he was captured, Lot was living in Gomorrah.
所以我们看见呢。罗德的失败是一步一步下去的。
And so we see that the failure of Lot was a gradual thing.
很多时候，如果我们一下子失败了，我们还会有警觉的心。
So sometimes if we fell suddenly, we would be alerted.
但如果我们慢慢在安逸的生活中慢慢的下滑的时候，我们反而没有警觉。
But if we gradually go downhill, we would not be alerted.
所以科学家曾经拿了青蛙做实验。
And the scientists have done experiments on frogs.
如果把一个青蛙丢在一个很热的水里面的话，它马上跳出来。
If you put a frog inside really hot water, the frog would jump out right away.
但如果你把它丢在一个冷水里面，然后在这个冷水里慢慢加热的时候呢，它就没有感觉了。
However, if you put a frog inside cold water and gradually add in the hot water, the frog would not feel it.
到最后，它可能就被烫死了。
And in the end, the frog will be burned to death.
但是亚伯兰能够把罗德带回来是有原因的。
And Abraham was able to bring Lot back for a reason.
因为那时候圣经上记载说，他那时候正好是住在希伯伦。
Because we know that at that time he was living in Hebron.
我们的希伯伦乃是他与神交通、与神联合的地方。
Hebron was a place of fellowship with God, was a union, a place of union with God.
所以亚伯兰能够得胜，乃是因为他住在那个至高者的隐秘处。
And we know that Abraham has the victory because he dwells, he abides in the shelter of the Almighty.
但罗德的失败乃是他慢慢的下去，到最后就来到了索多玛。
And the failure of Lot was that he did not do that, and so he went down to Groma.
所以在这里我们看见参孙他慢慢失去了他的地位。
And we see that Samson had lost his position.
所以当这些非利士人借着他要娶的这个女子们，就把他的奥秘，把他秘密给套出来。
And so the enemy used this woman to make him tell of the secret.
之后我们看见参孙又做了许多很奇妙的事情。
And later on, we see that Samson had done a lot of amazing things.
然后我们看到他后来喜欢上一个妇人，叫做大利拉。
And we know that later on, he fell in love with a woman called Dinoah.
然后非利士的首领就开始要用很大的、很多的金钱来买通这个女子，想要把这个参孙的奥秘给套出来。
And so the Philistines paid her a lot of money to make her make him tell her the secret of his strength.
为的是什么呢？为的是这些仇敌要来胜过他，把他克制住，把他捆绑。
And what was the reason? The reason was that because the Philistines want to be able to capture Samson, want to be able to control him.
所以你看见仇敌花了这么大的代价要来制服他。
And we see that the enemy paid a great price because they want to control him.
这也是仇敌对我们常常的工作。
And today, the enemy also has the same work in us.
仇敌愿意用各样的代价来买通我们。
The enemy is willing to pay any price to buy us.
要把我们从那个完全奉献给神的地位给拖下来。
He wants us to come out from that place where we have fully consecrated ourselves.
在这里，仇敌用的诡计跟前面完全一样。
And we see that the enemy used the same strategy as before.
但是参孙没有警觉。
And yet Samson was not alerted.
结果后来呢，因为大力拉天天用话催逼他，他心里就很愁。
And because Delilah keep on doing that to him every day, and so he couldn't stand it anymore.
所以参孙就把心中所藏的那个秘密就讲出来了。
So he told her the secret that was in his heart.
原来他的秘诀就是他是做的拉，是他是神的拉细的人，从来没有人剃他的头。
And the secret was that he was a Nazarite to God, and his hair has not been shaven in the past.
结果当他的头发被剃了以后呢，他还不知道。他醒来的时候，他说：“我还要像前面几次出去活动活动身体。”
So even after his hair has been shaved, he didn't know, and he still said that I can still get up, and he thought that he can still defeat the Philistines.
圣经上说他不知道他的力气已经离开他了。
The Bible told us that he did not know that the strength has left him.
下面说他不知道耶和华已经离开他了。
And then we go and say that he did not know that Jehovah has left him.
所以他的力气实际上是从神来的。
And we see that his strength came from the Lord.
什么时候他的头发被剃掉以后呢？他就失去了那个属灵的实际。
And when his head was shaved, he lost the spiritual reality.
他跟一般人已经没有什么两样。
And he was no different from everybody else.
他本来是分别出来的，是归给神的。
Originally he was sanctified, he was separated unto God.
现在他跟世俗不太有分别。
And now he was no different from the world.
分别的能力带下极大属灵的能力。
The power of this separation brings great spiritual power.
失去了分别，就失去了能力，也失去了见证。
And when there's no separation, there's no power, there's no testimony.
所以这个时候，他不知道。他还要像前面几次一样出去活动神。
And so he did not know at this time, and he thought that he could just do the same as before, he would still have the strength.
很多时候我们失去了这个分别，我们自己还不知道。
And oftentimes we have lost this, we already no different from the world, and we are not even aware of it.
我们还以为我们可以出去活动一下身体。
We thought that we can still go out and shake ourselves.
但是却不知道，因着失去了这个。分别就失去了见证，也失去了能力。
But because we have lost the separation, we didn't realize that we also lost the strength and we also lost the testimony.
所以非利士人就将他拉住，挖了他的眼睛。
And therefore the Philistines took him and took out his eyes.
你看见仇敌有多凶狠
？Look at how fierce the enemy is.
当我们失去了这个分别的能力的时候，我们同时就失去了我们属灵的眼光。
When we are not being separated, we also lose the spiritual sight.
我们如果没有与这些世俗有分别的话，我们绝对看不清前面的道路。
If we are not being separated from the world, we cannot see the path that's ahead of us.
保罗是一个有异象的人。
We know that Paul is in the beginning of Revelation.
所以他说他能够忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
Therefore, he can say that I can forget the past and press on towards the goal.
但是一个失去了这个分别的见证的人，他看不清楚方向。
But one who has lost the testimony cannot see the goal.
这也是我们今天要非常提醒的。
So this is something that we need to remind ourselves.
因为我们到底是不是一个完全奉献给神的人
？Are we truly someone who has consecrated ourselves completely to God?
跟我们有没有属灵的眼光发生极大的关系。
And this is greatly related to whether we have spiritual sight or not.
所以主耶稣曾经讲过，他说：“清心的人有福了，他们必得见神。”
And the Lord Jesus has said that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
因为一个纯洁的心，就是单单的要神，而且是要神的自己的这个人呢，他能够看见神。
Because somebody who has a pure heart, especially somebody who only wants God.They can truly see God.
我们知道没有人能够靠着肉眼能够看见神。
Because nobody can see God with their own eyes.
但圣经上讲，摩西看见了那不能看见的主。
But we know that Moses saw the Lord that no one can see.
换句话说，人家看不见主，但是他看见了那不能看见的主。
In another word, nobody can see God, and yet Moses saw God.
所以摩西就有了一个很好的拣选。
Moses had made he's chosen a good thing.
所以呢，他拣选为基督受凌辱，而不拣选埃及的财物。
He chose to be to bear the shame of following Christ rather than the riches of Egypt.
这是一个不容易的拣选。
And it's not an easy choice.
但是他拣选对的事情。
But he chose the right thing.
他拣选。为与神的子民同受苦难
He chose to suffer with God's people.
也不愿意在埃及拣选那最终之乐
He did not choose to dwell in Egypt to enjoy the happiness of sin.
完全是因为他有属灵的眼光
Because he has a spiritual sight.
因为他看见了那不能看见的主
He saw the God that is invisible.
所以主才说清心的人或者纯洁的心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Therefore, God says that those who are pure in heart, for they shall see God.
但什么时候我们失去了这个完全奉献的心，失去了这个与世俗分别的见证呢？我们同时也失去了这个属灵的眼光。
So any time when we lose sight of being separated to God and also lose this testimony, we also lose this spiritual vision.
而且不仅如此，他还被铜链拘束。
And he was also tied by bronze fetters.
如果我们是一个完全奉献给神的人
，If we are somebody who is fully consecrated to God,
你发觉环境没有办法阻止我。
We know that our circumstances cannot bind us.
仇敌再怎么凶狠，也没有办法阻止。
Even the enemy can be huge, it cannot bind us.
因为仇敌跟环境都在我们的脚下。
Because both the enemy and our circumstances are under our feet.
因为这个时候，神的儿子能够叫我们自由，我们就真自由。
Because when the Son of God set us free, we are truly free.
这时候，神的灵叫我们自由，我们就能够真自由。
When the Spirit of God gives us liberty, then we are truly free.
在什么时候我们失去了这个分别为圣的心，我们就被仇敌用铜链拘束。
But whenever we lose this heart of true consecration, we are bound by fetters.
我们这时候不但灵里面没有得到自由，我们整个魂就受到绑架。
Not only that our spirits are not set free, but our souls are being bound.
并且他们是在监里推磨。
And he also became a grinder in the prison.
我们知道在监里面推磨，你花了很多的力气，但是你在原地打滚。
We know that you spend a lot of time, but you are just spinning around the ground.
所以换句话说，他的生命用属灵的话来讲，他的生命没有办法前进。
So in another way, spiritually, you see that his life is not moving forward.
以色列人出埃及的时候，他们在旷野绕行了38年，都在原地在乱转。
And we know that the Israelites, when they left Egypt, they were just moving in the wilderness, around the wilderness for 38 years.
他们没有办法进到迦南，享受神给他们预备的一切的丰富。
And they were not able to enter to Canaan to enjoy the blessings that God has put up.
当我们失去了像神那个纯洁的心的时候呢，我们的生命好像就停滞了，没有办法向前。
And when we lose that pure heart toward God, our spiritual life cannot move forward.
这时仇敌呢，就把他抓起来，而且呢，要叫三生在他们面前戏耍戏耍。
And so the enemy found him and asked him to
这是25节的中间。
Verse 25, and they asked him to perform for them.
所以你看见这是很可悲的事情。
This is truly something sad.
如果我们是一个完全奉献给神的人，
If we're somebody truly consecrated to God,
仇敌在我面前站立不住。
The enemy would not have a ground in front of us.
仇敌在我们面前要战惊。
The enemy would tremble before us.
但什么时候我们失去了这个见证之后？
But any time when we lose this testimony.
我们就在仇敌的面前只能戏耍戏耍。
Then we can only perform in front of the enemy.
我们记得大卫曾经有一段这样的历史。
And we know that David has a sister.
大卫打死了哥利亚以后呢，扫罗就对他有很大的嫉妒。
We know that after David killed Goliath, Saul has great envy towards David.
我们知道。大卫杀死哥利亚以后，那些欢迎的人就说：“扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。”
And so when David took Goliath, the people were screaming and complaining that Saul killed thousands, but David killed 10,000.
这个话当然扫罗听得非常不舒服。
And of course, when Saul heard these words, he is not happy.
我们说大卫有了这次极大的得胜，但这个胜利没有拖垮大卫。
We saw that although David had experienced such victory, he did not fall.
但是这个大卫这个得胜呢，把扫罗给拖下来了。
However, because of David's victory, Saul was pulled down.
所以一个人的胜利常常是试炼人的心。
So one's victory always comes to test one's heart.
所以从此呢，大卫开始过逃亡的生活。
And so therefore, David started to live a life clean.
我们的逃亡的生活都不容易过的。
And we know that living a life as a fugitive is something very difficult.
所以有一天大卫呢就想到逃到非利士地。
So one day David thought of fleeing to the Philistines.
因为他觉得如果到了非利士地呢，大卫就不会来，扫罗就不会来追逼他了。
Because if he goes to the land of the Philistines, then Saul will not come to him.
当他去了非利士地以后，就那里的人有些人开始认识他，就是大卫，就是杀死哥利亚的这个人。
And so when he was there, people began to recognize who he is, that he was the one who killed Goliath.
所以大卫为了保命的缘故呢，他在那里装疯卖傻。
And so David, in order to save his own life, he was performing there.
所以他就在墙壁上面乱随便乱涂，
And so he painted on the wall.
然后他口水也都流下来，流到胡须上面。
And so he was trying to have his spit on his own beard.
所以所以这个时候人家说这一定不是大卫。
And so people said this cannot be David.
这是一个疯子。
This is a crazy guy.
所以你看大卫来到了面前，成为这个戏耍的对象。
And so when he was in front of the enemy, he became somebody who was crazy and performing.
他本来是一个英雄。
Originally he was a hero.
但他离开了神指明的地方，来到仇敌那里，他所能做的只是戏耍而已。
But when he meets God's people, when he goes to the enemy, he can only perform.
所以这个时候，我们就看见。借着这些事情我们就看见，如果我们失去我们那个向着神的那个单纯的心，我们在仇敌面前失去了能力。
So therefore we see that if we lose this pure heart before God, then we also lose our power in front of the enemy.
仇敌不但不惧怕不震惊我们，仇敌反而在戏耍我们。
Not only that the enemy is not afraid of us, would not tremble before us, but he will make us perform.
所以参孙就落在一个这样的一个可悲的情况之下。
And so Samson fell into this state.
但是感谢主，他头发慢慢长起来了。
But thank the Lord, hair began to grow.
然后参孙就做了一个最后的一次的求告。
And so in the end, he prayed.
他求神为他伸冤。
He asked God to let him have
the
vengeance towards the people.
So, 最后呢，他抱着那个拖房的那两根柱子，就把这个
房子给拖垮，然后杀死了许多的人。And so he put his hand on the pillars, and the roof fell on them, and he killed many people.
他说他愿意与这些人同死，所以呢，他求主答应他这个祷告。
And he told the Lord that he is willing to die with his people, that he pleaded to God to answer his prayer.
他虽然失败，
although he fell,
但神纪念他曾经在神面前有过那个奉献的生活。
But God remembered the days when he was willing to offer himself before him.
所以神听了他的祷告。
And God answered his prayer.
所以到了希伯来书十一章呢，仍然跟参孙是一个信心的见证人。
So in Hebrews 11, Samson was still recorded as a man of faith.
所以借着参孙这些故事，这一段的历史，给我们有很大的提醒。
Through the history of Samson, it reminded us of many things.
今天神呼召我们每一位都来做真实的这个拿细亚。
Today God called each one of us to be a true Nazarite.
我们知道按照我们本身，我们天然没有办法可以做到这个拿细亚。
By our own natural life, we would not be able to be in that way.
这必须是出于神。
And not be of God.
而且神已经拣选了。
And God has already chosen us.
神有呼召我们做这个属灵的拿细亚。
And God has called us to be the spiritual Nazarite.
那我们的责任就是我们要有这样的心愿，我们要有这样的回应。
And the condition, the requirement is that we need to have this desire, that we need to have this response.
这样子我们在神的面前呢，当我们慢慢成长的时候，生命成长的时候，
so gradually as our life mature before God,
不但神祝福我们，神的灵也常常能够引导我们。
Not only with God's blessing, but His Spirit will lead us.
我们知道今天我们在新约时代，圣灵不会离开我们。
Today we know in the New Testament that the Holy Spirit will not leave us.
圣灵是永远与我们同在。
The Holy Spirit will always be with us.
但是我们能不能够彰显圣灵的大能，跟我们是不是一个属灵的拿细亚人发生极大的关系。
But whether we can manifest this great spiritual strength is greatly related to whether we are true Nazarites.
因为一个真实奉献的心是讨神喜悦的。
Because a heart that is fully consecrated to God is pleasing to God.
神喜悦亚伯和他的公义。
God is pleased with Abel and his sacrifice.
亚伯不仅他的供物对，他的人也对。
Because Abel not only was his sacrifice right, but he was the right person.
所以我们不仅要奉献财物，我们这个人必须是一个奉献的人。
So not only that we need to offer money or things to God, but we need to be the person who offers ourselves to God.
不仅我们奉献为神来做工，我们自己必须是这个奉献的人。
Not only that we offer ourselves to serve God, but we must be the consecrated person.
然后我们会在这个世代中成为神的见证。
So that in this generation, that we would be a testimony in this generation.
而且我们活在神的面前。
That we would live before God.
我们能够有许多属灵的经历。
That we would have a lot of experience, spiritual experience.
这些经历呢，就好像那个蜜一样。
These experiences would be like honey.
带着甜味。
That is sweet.
不仅仅能够满足我们的需要，也能够分享给众人。
Not only that we would fulfill our needs, but we can also share with others.
我们能够让仇敌惊吓。
That the enemy would tremble before us.
我们能够有属灵的眼光见察力。
That we would have spiritual vision and discernment.
我们的生命能够越来越成长。
That our spiritual life would grow.
我们能够在主里得到真实的自由。
That in the Lord we will have the true freedom.
愿荣耀归给他。
May glory be given to him.
让我们低头一起祷告。
Let's bow and pray.